It's another Saturday morning when we talk home improvement, welcoming any kind of a home improvement question this morning as usual. Andy Lindis from Lindis Construction. Andy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Denny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Sounds like somebody fell over behind you.
I'm in a construction zone. I'm at my cousin's farm and going to be doing some trim work maybe and hanging a few shelves. So I'm in an unfinished room right now, and I'm using a makeshift cardboard box as a table plugged into the Wi-Fi here for the radio show, and I hit that as we started here, so that's on me.
Timing is everything, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, glad you're okay, and I was thinking, too, as I'm hearing the forecast, what a fall we've had so far, and I want to catch up on unusual things like those solar shingles and roofing and insulation and any other questions that listeners may have. But what has it been like the year, not only for the customers, but the Lindis crews themselves?
Well, you know, we started off the year pretty rainy, so we had a lot more rain days this year to start than we had in previous years. And we also had a lot more calls for people with water problems, and we've been dealing with a lot of those, whether it was roofing leaks that caused insulation issues, flashing issues that caused leaks into walls, guttering issues, or people that are just wanting to upgrade their gutters from open gutters to leaf guard. So, that was kind of how we started the year, and then went dry forever. We've had mild now fall, a little bit of wet day, a few wet days this fall as of late. But boy, oh boy, the last 3 months we've gotten a lot of work done and very blessed with how mild the temps have been for us so far. And we'll take it. We could we have enough work right now to take another 3-4 months before if we have a winter very similar to last year, which chances are we're not going to. I don't know about you. I don't really ever remember winters back to back being as mild as last year's. So I'm assuming it's either going to be colder or a lot more snow this year. But it can be
or maybe
that
both.
We can continue. Maybe both. Yeah, it could be both. Yeah. Or fingers crossed, neither, and we can get a lot of work done this winter. But I'm not going to hold my breath.
Absolutely. You know, something we haven't talked about in a while, and that is careers at Lindis specifically. And the reason I bring that up is it was after the show last week. It must have been even a couple of days later. I ran across a text about that, and I don't have it in front of me. So basically it was asking what you'd recommend if there's a young person. Maybe it was a son, a daughter, a granddaughter, a grandson. In that case, they didn't specify. That has an interest in construction, in the trades. Can anybody, not anybody, but if some young person has that interest, or even maybe somebody who's been through college and says, this isn't what I want, can they connect with Lindis to see if it might be a worthwhile for both to join Lindis?
Yeah, we've had entry-level people from college grads in degrees that have nothing to do with our industry, college graduates that have construction management degrees, two-year school carpenter degrees, or right out of high school. So we have entry-level positions that we will train you. We have a five-tier program that if you follow it along, you should have the ability to advance and either run a crew or do other things inside our company. It's not just people that want to work in the trades. We employ a few people with accounting backgrounds, IT backgrounds. Our internal office staff, management team is constantly going through training and trying to better ourselves that way. So we're always on the lookout for good talent. HR individuals, I know we're looking for a backup HR person right now. We just added an assistant IT manager. So it's not just, again, in the trades. There's those opportunities at companies like mine across the Twin Cities. It's one of the nice things. We're a pretty strong industry right now. So if you're thinking about getting into it, I highly encourage it. I know a lot of people are having some success, And especially with what I do, any remodeling, I never really have the ups and downs. I don't have to worry about new construction or big booms or anything. People, that there's always a lot of houses, and they're always in need of repair. So I think this is a great industry. And if you have any inkling whatsoever to be an entrepreneur, I can tell you this: out of Lindis Construction, it's closer to 50 than it is zero. The amount of people that have come and trained through us, learned how to install or estimate or whatever the case may be, and have started their own businesses. And whether that's in our industry or, you know, insulators, or sometimes they go off in their in HVAC world. I've had a couple of people that started with me in Leaf Garden Roofing, and now they're HVAC professionals or own their own companies. There's a lot of different avenues, and I'll gladly help people along that way. People come to us all the time, and believe it or not, some of my competitors, they started out at Lindis Construction. If they call me today, I'll try to do whatever I can to help. I don't think we can have enough good contractors in our area. Anytime there's a storm, that gets more and more evident.
It helps everybody. I'm glad you brought that up, because it's not just tradespeople like this texter was referring to, because you've grown. I mean, how many years has Lindis, I know we're getting off track here, and I'll give the phone number in a moment. How long has Lindis been in business, and when your mom and dad started this?
45 years now. It was 45 years this past May when we celebrated our anniversary. So 1979, Lindis Construction was incorporated. That first couple of years, Dad still ran the farm and the pigs while doing siding and decking on the side, and eventually got too busy with that to deal with the pigs, and here we are today. And I can tell you this, Danny, though, I still have an affinity for farms. That's where I'm at now. I roof a lot just so I can get back on a tractor someday. That's what I always try to tell people.
I bet that not only you, but I bet your mom and dad never envisioned needing an HR person or an accountant, you know, way back then. It was like...
No.
Yeah. What a dream.
I have a typed-up letter that my mom and our other office person, Brenda DeMont, typed up to my dad in an effort to buy the first-ever computer at Lindis Construction. It's awesome on how much they're going to use it. And then my dad had it typed up back on what he expected, who's going to be using the computer, what the computer is going to be used for, how we're going to better ourselves with this computer. And it's one of the things I think I learned early on, because mom and dad were never short of great people around them or afraid of hiring awesome people. And Brenda is definitely one of them. Then our first ever employee, her brother, Jim. So it kind of goes back. Those people brought some ideas and the first ever computer to Lindis Construction. And now, heck, we actually have a software company with contractors across the country that use our system.
Unbelievable. All right. I tell you what, I'm going to take a break. And when we come back, let's kind of get an update on the solar roofing issue. Maybe insulation. Talk a little bit about that. Roofing repair. What things have been like out there, and maybe talk about windows, whatever the case may be. Any kind of a home improvement question you might have could be about siding, as I said, windows, leaf guard gutters. Call us, text us, 651-461-9226. This is News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to our Home Improvement Show here every Saturday in the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks to our friends at Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, Andy Lindis. Answering those questions this morning at 651-461-9226. You can call and chat with Andy, or you can just send a text, whichever is easier. We always like to check in on this pretty exciting stuff, this GAF solar roofing. Catch us up on that, and maybe, you know, with the new listeners we have, this is a pretty exciting deal, isn't it?
As far as my opinion goes, when it comes to solar, it is really exciting, because it's the first time I've ever looked at a product and thought, wow, a lot of my customers could use this. Now, again, depending on what you need on your home and what's possible, for generating energy. It, a lot of it's going to come down to shade and which way the slopes of your roof face. But if you're in need for new roofing, this isn't something you add on the top over your existing roofing, and I would never, ever do that to one of my own homes because I've never talked to anybody that's put a solar panel over the top of roofing that hasn't had that roofing eventually leak. So just always keep that in mind. So this replaces your roofing. It's an actual shoulder shingle. Not every shingle will generate energy, but other shingles will be installed on the non-sunny sides of the house, and then the solar shingles will be installed on the areas that can generate energy, and we'll guarantee you exactly how much energy our roof will generate over 25 years. And every 5 years, there's the check-in. There's an app. You can constantly look at it. Obviously, if right away it's not performing or doing what it's going to do, we're going to come out sooner than 5 years. But every 5 years, we'll look at it, and if we aren't living up to our end of the bargain by generating what we said it was going to, we will refund you the difference. So it's a pretty neat deal. When it comes down to a price point, it's about similar to what Glenwood shingles used to cost. That's the shingle that's on your house, Denny, which was double a normal shingle. Just keep that in mind.
And I still love those shingles. It's been years now, but you mentioned it last week, too. They're such gorgeous-looking shingles. But what I like about this idea, and we may not be a candidate, we'll find out, but there's you don't have to be bothered with these, I guess bulky is a word, right? These bulky solar panels, right? These are pretty streamlined.
Very streamlined, looks like roofing. As far as aesthetics go, I think they're the best-looking solar panel on the market, for sure. They look even better than what some people remember all the advertising that was around the Tesla roof. Why you're not seeing that so much anymore is because of how expensive it is and some of the service issues that they've had along the way. So I really do think that this is an option for people that are interested in solar, and you do this with some attic air sealing, re-insulating your home, and just making it the most energy efficient it possibly could be, the chances of getting to net zero are there. And if you're like me, you've seen your electricity bills go up and up and up. So I've been looking for ways to help with those bills, and ways, say if we ever do have any grid issues or our government isn't generating the energy that we need it to, or our utilities are having issues, we have our ability to generate our own energy. So there's some security there. And it's just something I take a look at. Well, we also do, whole home generators. We use those in commercially on our commercial properties and both my brother's houses now, just to have a backup. It's just one of those things that once you go down this rabbit hole, which I do on the regular, about energy consumption and how much it's going up and where our grid is, it just makes more and more sense. If we all pitch in, we can make this a little bit easier and make energy cheaper for everyone.
Yeah, and you mentioned a lot of people interested in generators. That's a whole other show. We welcome any kind of a home improvement question. It didn't have to be about solar. It can be about any home improvement thing you have in mind. 651-461-9226. We got a phone call. Karen calling in from Minneapolis, I believe, this morning. Thanks for hanging on, Karen. What's your question for Andy?
So I'm living in my childhood home, built in 1920. Still has the original storm windows on the three-season porch. I don't want to change the look of the house. Anybody that still makes a single-pane window, the wood is starting to rot on some of these windows, and I just am looking for a solution to that. The other thing is, we no longer use the chimney. Everything has been rerouted. Is it something that can be removed from the interior of the house as well as the exterior, or is that part of the foundation?
Starting with the porch, if you go to our YouTube channel, I believe it's an old 1900s four-square farmhouse with a porch. that we restored with LP, SmartSide, and I believe Infinity Windows. So there's an ability to do that and to match existing storm windows. I'm telling you, we probably can find those and single pane glass and maybe even get them reglazed. But when you go through and look at what those costs are and how energy inefficient they are and what you can get for some of the brand new options that look very similar, you might choose that. But we will gladly walk you through all of those options. As far as removing your chimney, we do that on the regular. You're not alone. A lot of us are no longer using our chimneys or burning wood at any capacity. And I did this on my own home. I, too, live in the home that I grew up in. It's also the home that my mom grew up in. So it, you know, I think we go back to 1908, and we started out with a wood-burning stove. An old cast-iron Kickapoo was the name of it in the basement. And we removed that chimney the last time we did the roofing and remodeling.
So it is doable, and I've seen before and after shots of what Linda's has done for some of these old, real classy homes. You've really done, you and your crews have just matched, you know, that whole era, and with higher quality, right?
Yeah, that old four-square farm home that we did, that was really important. Again, that customer also, you know, that was a family home. I think that was her parents' home. And, you know, those old farmhouses had that old 3-inch reveal siding, which you can't find unless you're going to go to Cedar. But we worked with LP, and we made a 3-inch reveal LP smart side on that home to make it look like the original siding that was installed on that house. And when it comes to trim work, things of that nature, we can work our way through that. And we have some of the best people in the industry and working on these older homes on to be safe. Chances are we're going to be running into some lead paint. We're one of the only companies that still run an X-ray gun, and we're going to test all of the surfaces and use lead-safe practices and dispose of it in a proper manner, and you shouldn't have to worry about that. But on homes built prior that old, that's something that we're more than likely going to run into.
Yeah, absolutely. Andy, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm looking at a text, and I had a similar question, and talking about the solar shingles. How do they connect to the power? I'll let you think about this. How does the solar shingle connect to the power source system? What does all that wiring and stuff look like in somebody's house if they do or are a candidate for solar shingles? We'll talk about that, answer some other home improvement questions. You can call it in. You can text it in, 651-461-9226. Weather's next here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to this portion of our home improvement show presented by Linda's Construction every week in the 9 o'clock hour, L-I-N-D-U-S. You want to get in touch if you have any particular project in mind. Keep in mind that the first visit is always free. Maybe you need some new gutters, leaf guard gutters. I recommend those. Call them, 844-9-LINDAS. You can always get on the web, too, at lindasconstruction.com. Andy, before we broke, I'm looking at a text that came up, and I had a similar question. How do those solar shingles connect to the power source system in someone's home?
We will have a licensed electrician on hand that will connect it to your existing electrical box, and then we'll work with the utilities and get it all hooked up and running. So that's all part of the process, and we will walk you through it. And sometimes we have to do more than one array, though they will come together, and so everything is working in conjunction, and you'll be able to know exactly how much energy at any given moment your roof is actually creating. So we actually have full-time electricians on staff through GIF Energy. We'll come out and do all of the electrical hookup. You won't be able to see any of the wires. It's very well hidden, so I think you'll like how clean the whole install is, but we'll walk you through that and exactly what we can do. And sometimes electrical boxes have to be upgraded, but we'll go through that as well. I had another question here too. Every standard solar panel roof leaks. Come on. I'm basing that on the companies that I know that have done them and the amount of solar panel companies that have gone out of business. When I say the ones that I know that have done them, 91 to 134% service calls. That means some of them they had to go out to more than once. And any what I don't like about a lot of these panels being installed, they're not being installed by roofers. They're being installed by electricians. So what we have is the roofing people installing all of the flashing and everything that goes on the roof. The electricians doing what electricians do best, hooking the panels up to the electrical box and getting it working with the utility. That's you're getting the best of both worlds there. That's why we can guarantee our roofs aren't going to leak. And if you look at any of the reviews around the country and the amount of solar panel companies that have gone out of business, the amount of people that have started these companies that have gone out of business, a lot of it has to do with service calls, not only with roof leaking, with converters. And you'll find that most of these panel systems, the converters are not guaranteed the same way the panels are. And every time a converter goes out, that's $2,000 to $5,000 cost to the customer. You know what that does to an ROI of a solar panel? That can put it back or double the life, depending on what you have going on.
Well, I'm thinking, too, when you were backing up to when we're talking about getting the solar shingles, you know, done, a roofing job on your house. Is the same process used, you know, as far as the underlayment and stuff like that? Is that all the same with solar shingles?
Denny, you broke up on me there.
Oh, okay.
I apologize there. But is what all the same as solar shingles?
You know, when you put on these ice and water shield, I mean, is the process roofing the
very
same?
Very similar. It goes on very similar to all roofing, outside of that the shingles have to be connected with wires. You know, it's all plug and play, but the way they are installed and nailed and the underlayments that go and the flashings that go with them, they are very similar or the exact same materials that we use for ordinary roofing. It's just these have a solar component to it, and that's why we're very confident in how they're installed and whether or not they're ever going to leak. And we're putting a 50-year warranty on the roofing, Denny. It's a 25-year warranty on guaranteed energy generating, and then a 50-year warranty on the actual roofing. That's pretty outstanding,
I should say. Now, what about one more question related to solar shingles? How does a listener who's wants to check that out, see if they're a candidate? What's the process in getting in touch with Lindis? How do they do that?
You know, they can go on our website or give us a call. We will set up a time to have somebody come out and walk you through the process. We will run it through our program to see if you're a candidate and how much energy your roof could potentially generate and go from there. 844-9-LINDIS or lindisinstruction.com.
Just like that. I'm looking at a text. Do you have recommendations on replacing a garage apron in the North Metro area? It's cracked and sunken. Have you ever had to do that yourself?
You know, I have. I've also had a lot of customers use safebasements.com foam jacking. I would maybe start there. It can be a lot less expensive than having a new apron installed. But if your concrete is in really bad repair, that might be needed. And I would go to Semstone and talk to them about some professionals that they would recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, there was adjacent to the apron, it was part of a sidewalk that I had what you suggested. Safe Basements come in, and yeah, that foam jacking is amazing.
Yeah.
And it's so much better than, what is the other one, mud jacking.
You don't have to worry about anything evaporating, and when the foam expands, it actually compacts the soil a little bit. So studies have shown that it's going to be a little bit more stable and will last longer than mud jacking or some of the other options out there. Sand jacking, I think, is another one.
Yeah, but it really works, and you could hardly tell. There's they drill a little hole to pump it in, and then they kind of camouflage it. Very hard to see that any work was even done. Speaking of work, another text wants to know, does Lindis do smaller jobs, removing popcorn ceilings, small patching, then painting? And certainly Lindis works in the Richfield area. I know that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're not really taking on any small remodeling jobs at this moment. We've kicked around the idea of doing some handyman services. But when it comes to small, interior remodeling jobs, this is not something we have the capacity to handle right now. If you call our office during normal business hours, we do have recommended a list of recommended contractors in certain areas of the world. Whether or not they're taking on any of those types of small jobs right now, I don't know. But if we know anybody, we'll let you know. Good luck with the popcorn ceiling. It's one of my least favorite things I've ever done. And when it comes to patching and painting, I know that they're missing a step there, because I spend as much time sanding my patch jobs as I do anything, because I'm terrible at it. When it comes to painting, drywall, things of that nature, I'm not good at it. But you know, they say you marry your opposite. It's kind of my wife's super strength. She can paint and patch as good as any human on the planet. Yeah.
Fantastic, especially roof on the ceiling. That's tough.
Oh yeah, yeah. She can.
Now you've speaking of that, and we talked about that at our house and you've talked about it on the show, I think, where you can, if you don't want to go through all of that. Didn't you put some kind of wood on the ceiling to kind of doctor it all up?
Yeah, I went with the whitewashed tongue and groove ceiling, and right over the top of the old ceiling, and I did remove some of the popcorn, but I didn't have to do any patching or anything like that. So my popcorn ceiling had sparkles in it, Denny. You know, that was the thing in the 90s.
Disco.
Disco, yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about insulation before we take a quick break. If someone wants, they feel that they need, and that you can find that out, Lindis will come to their house for free and look. What's the process of that? If somebody says, you know, this, I think my heating bills now are looking already at this early in the season not good. I think I need insulation. What do? They call Lindis. Crew comes out. What do the guys do?
Well, first and foremost, we're going to come out with one of our professionals and do a thorough inspection. We're going to tell you all of your existing R levels of your insulation, where you're losing air, and what potentially we could do to make your home not only more comfortable, but as energy efficient as it possibly could be. Now, some clues, if you feel drafts are like around your outlets or your windows, it might not be your window, it might not be your door, it could be air moving in your wall, which is pretty easily addressed sometimes it's not very easily addressed, but once we are able to figure that out, we can take steps to make sure that less air or no air is moving in between your walls. We want to make sure that there's no moisture issue when you're seeing things like that, because you're getting, again, what you want to avoid is anywhere cold air or warm air can meet a cold or a warm surface. And because when that happens, condensation happens, mold, mildew, it'll compact your actual insulation, so you're not getting as much R value out of it, and can lead to air quality issues. It's just one of those things. Again, it's a free service. We're going to use a variety of diagnostic tools while we're out there, tell you exactly everything that we're going to see. Don't be alarmed if we tell you that if we're our home, probably wouldn't do anything. And when there's a point of diminishing returns, and sometimes, you know, these homes are built well enough, insulated well enough, and air sealed well enough that nothing needs to happen.
Yeah, and you will tell them so if that's the case. Yeah, it's a great process. 844-9-LINDIS if you're interested. Tell you what, I'm getting a signal that we need to take a quick break. We have more show to come. If you have any kind of a home improvement question, we would love to hear from you at 651-461-9226. You can call it in, you can text it in, here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion. The remaining minutes of our home improvement show presented by Lindis Construction, L-I-N-D-U-S, Andy Lindis answering any kind of a home improvement question you may have today. Again, here's the number. You can use it either as a phone call or text, 651-461-9226. A question about foam insulation. Can I do this myself? Do I always need a professional?
You could do it yourself. If you've never done it, I wouldn't recommend it. You know, you can get froth packs in small areas. You could definitely do it yourself. Now, in a large area, I would trust it to a professional. You could really screw this up. And it's a dangerous chemical, too. You know, we have to have people out of their house for a certain amount of time. And there's different types of spray foam we use for different areas and or temperatures. So you do have to have some know-how. Now, it is something that a lot of my people would get a froth pack on their own and are capable of installing it, even if they've never worked in my insulation division. So I do know if you're a handy enough person, it's probably something you could do. Having said that, if you're just talking about getting a can of great stuff, don't. That's the, it expands way too much. People don't know how to use it. Use it in areas that can cause a lot of issues. It can cause voids and cause the walls to bulge out. And when a true professional comes in and has to deal with that, you might have to cut away a lot more things because of how much spray foam has been applied in an area. It's just be careful if you're just getting a pan of great stuff, because my experience with a can of great stuff in somebody that's not very experienced hands isn't so great.
Boy, am I with you on that. In fact, I think I have to get my Sawzall out one of these days to trim what was left over. You're right. What an expansion. Now, when I think about what Linda's did to our house a couple different times, because we have kind of two different levels of an attic, is that if somebody's going to try to do this on their own, the crews that Linda's brought in vacuumed, and I mean a huge vacuum, cleaned out all of the other stuff. I would think you'd want that done.
Yeah, that's that machine is quite handy. We can even bats. You can suck out of the attic, and you get down to the bare, you know, attic area. You can see exactly what's happening. Any rot can be addressed. Any moisture issues can be addressed. Any attic air sealing that needs to happen can happen then. And think about this too. Like, there's specific spray foam for doors and windows. And if you're using a can of great stuff and not the window or door foam, which is going to be your one-to-one expansion, you can put, it looks like you're doing an okay job, but then you can't open the window ever again or close the door anymore because the jam or the sash has compressed that much. You got to be really careful when it comes to those things. And why we always like to vacuum out the attic is so we know exactly what we're dealing with and we get a nice clean surface to put our spray foam on and get everything to adhere in a nice uniform manner.
Yeah, makes such a big difference. You're going to have to help me with this one. A listener sent a text saying, what is your opinion on roof coating? Have you heard of such a product?
You know, there's a couple of different roof coatings that are used more commercially than residentially. When it comes to, I've looked at some of the ones that will change maybe the makeup of an asphalt shingle to make it more of a class 4 shingle. There's some nanotechnology that is interesting and needs a little bit more testing. And we're going to be trying some of it out. I don't know. When it comes to the cleaning agents and some of those other ones out there, I'm really not a believer. I've tested a lot of them, and then we go back and the roof is still mildewy, and it just doesn't seem to work. So you got to be really, really careful. If they're advertising that they're going to rejuvenate your roof or whitewash your roof or whatever the case may be, where they're just doing roof coatings, it's a fugazi as far as I'm concerned. It's any one of them that use soybean oil is I'd stay away from. There's a reason why none of the major manufacturers offer it. So it's soybean oil. It's methyl ester is the ingredient from the soybean oil that's used in those products.
You know, a question, and I just thought of it as you're talking, that we used to get texts all the time, questions all the time, and calls about the algae streaks, those black streaks on roofing. Mm-hmm. And we haven't seen those in quite some time. Are there more zinc strips on roofs, or why do you think that is? Or people, maybe they're not paying attention, but those, isn't that what that is, those black streaks, algae?
Correct. Yeah, it's algae and or mildew. And a lot of the new shingles have treatment in them, so it's a lot harder for that stuff to grow. Or they have warranties even with them up to 15, 20, 25 years, depending on the manufacturer. We still install our fair share of zinc strips on roofing, especially if it's a real shady area, a roof that doesn't dry off, or you have a lot of oak trees. Those seem to have more of the issues. And moss is still an issue. The treatments on that are built into the shingles don't really cover moss, but they do cover the black streaks. Have us out because they think they're losing shingles granules, and it's algae that's growing on your roof. If you can look on your roof and there's a clean streak underneath a vent, that's because you have galvanized steel, which is a zinc coating, over that vent, and it cleans the roof for you.
Just like that, yeah. Andy, we're out of time. Let's do this again next week. Yeah, thanks. Have a great week.
It's going to be Luke Panic next week, everyone.
Oh, so Luke Panic will join us.
Questions ready.
Get the deck and porch questions. All right, Andy, have a great week. And if you want to get in touch with Lindis, 8449-LINDIS, or get on the web at lindisconstruction.com. Yeah, get those deck questions ready next week. Luke Panic filling in for Andy Lindis. Denny Long, thanking you for your company. Thank you, Ryan, for the production. We'll see you next Saturday.